Bum 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 ba dum bum 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 ba da la da dun dun da 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 da.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Brooks.
Huh? I'm weird. That's weird. How my thing's not playing
after 99 episodes. We still figured it out.
Still don't know how. It's probably can't add it in.
We absolutely can.
No,
it's impossible.
Oh, hey.
Hey, hi.
I'm Brooks.
Hi. I'm John.
And it's Basement Buddies.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I put out, I'm not sure if this is how TikTok works, but I asked for questions on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
I said, hey, I put the phone right here in front of me, and I was like, hey, we're doing a podcast. Ask questions. And the one question was, what's your podcast about?
Oh, we just talked about this with the Some Kind of Show fellows, but it's basically just two dads getting together talking about being dads and trying to be funny, and that's about it.
It's a friendship simulator.
Yeah.
If you
want to be our buddy, join us for an hour in the basement
once a week. There we go.
We could set up a camera and people could chat roulette. Cycle in.
How many dicks do you think we'd see?
Oh,
is chat roulette still a thing?
I believe so, yeah. I was talking to Pete online and he said on one of the main websites he goes onto for programming, they have banners for job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, hey, program for Amazon, program for Intel. The top one the other day was for Chatterbait, which is a...
Chatting...
Just for masturbating, I think. It's like some porn thing. I was like, oh, man. And I was trying to make all these penis pun jokes that were terrible.
So can he pick up like, oh, hey, there's this thing that needs programming,
uh-huh,
and it should take this much. And he just is like, oh, we'll pay $1,000. All right. I can bust that out in a week.
That happens. Certainly. Yeah. They do like bounties bounties are like, if you can find a bug in my code, I'll give you $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like piecemeal work for sure. There's armies of people out there who will just do a little bit of work here and there, depending on what language they want.
I would like to find something that I could do that with.
Yeah?
None of it's been worth my time.
Some gig economy kind of thing?
Gig economy where it's like, we need a guy to test hot tubs. We drop the hot tub off at your house. We get it up to temp. You try all the different jets and settings to make sure it works well, and then we come pick it up.
Well, you'd have to like fill out a big form and be like super rigorous with your...
All right.
You know, that's the boring part.
I can't do that.
You can't just be like, yeah, dude, it was cool.
I liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Famously, everyone, as when we were kids, you thought, oh, video game tester?
That was my 8-year-old me.
Oh, man.
To be a video
Wouldn't
game
that be
tester.
Great? Apparently, that is like one of the most soul-crushing, awful jobs because it's long hours and you're playing like Barbie's Dreamhouse 10 and you play the same level like over and over and over and over. You don't play it for fun. You play it to try to break it and find bugs, obviously. Mm-hmm. And people just get burned out like crazy. Everyone thinks it's fun, but it's not.
Or that's what they're telling us, John.
Oh, and it's a sweet gig.
It really is sweet.
It's just parties down there all day.
It's just Funyuns and Snickers and Nintendo Switch all day long.
I will say, as a old man now.
Okay. You're officially old man?
Well, I'll be 38 next week. So,
okay.
I think that qualifies as old man, middle-aged. I can't play video games for 10 hours or 12 hours like I used to.
Is your birthday on podcast day?
That's the day after.
Okay. Well, we'll celebrate your 38th birthday on our 100th episode.
There we go. But you know what I mean? I'm just like, all right, I'm bored. It doesn't hold my interest like it used to. I used to stay up all hours of the night playing video games, but now I'm just like, oh, it's 11. I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Well, I play pretty much exclusively with my kids, and my mood depends on how well my kids have been doing throughout the day. Like, if they're sassing me more, if they're being turds, I'm less likely to sit and play video games with them for 3 hours because I'm like, this is bullshit. I got other things to do. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
I got to clean the garage.
I got anything else besides this.
Yeah. Don't they play games without you?
They do, but, you know, they don't get to see me all week, and they love me, apparently. They want to be with me and enjoy their time.
Would you like a cider, my buddy?
I'll have that cider.
All right, I'm going to throw it to you. All right.
I'll wait to open that. Thank you very much.
Are you a top flicker, one of these superstitious idiots?
I'll just open it really slow.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Is that like a big problem in people's lives? Like, I'm opening so many fizzy cans. I wish there was a better way. That never is almost never a problem for me.
So, I have been checking out my DVD collection.
Are you, like, cleaning it out?
I'm thinking of things I can post on TikTok. So I'm looking back into my past and looking at things I'm embarrassed for owning.
I saw your Cosby Show box set.
The Cosby Show box set that I paid retail.
Oh, dang.
$99.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah.
It was on our honeymoon. Jamie and I, we were in Bend, okay. I think.
And you're like 25 or something?
It was 11 years ago. I was 24.
So you're like, hey, baby, you know what I love? The fucking Cosby Show?
Well, you know, Brooks, Vacation Brooks is a beast of a different
animal. Is that right?
It's like, he's on vacation, he's got money to spend.
Well, we went to LA for my birthday, was that 2 years ago?
Yep, 2 years.
Was it two? Yeah.
Two years ago. We were doing the podcast back then.
We were.
It was right before we started.
And we were hanging out with super fan Michael Tioli.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking great. We went to the Magic Castle. Oh, so much fun. But you were Vacation Brooks then.
Yeah, I was on vacation for 3 days.
I didn't feel like you bought anything crazy. I mean, you forced me to ride a Lime scooter.
That was crazy.
And enjoy.
I wouldn't enjoy do that in town. I'd rather walk than spend $8 on electric scooter here in town.
Oh, well, yeah. I wouldn't do it in town.
I think we did have 8 crepes. It's a lot of, like, I'm out at a restaurant, instead of looking at what's the cheapest option, I'm just like, whatever I want.
Oh, okay. I see. That mindset changes.
And when I'm on vacation, I'm like, we went to Fred Meyer in Bend. It was a nice honeymoon.
Ooh.
Ooh la la. Yeah. We checked out the lingerie section, and then we...
Do they have lingerie at Fred Meyer? Surely they don't, right?
They must, right?
Where do people buy that? Is that still a thing?
I was talking with my cousin Brian.
Oh, don't take off your shirt. Oh, I see it. Yeah. It still is a thing.
Yep. It's a teddy.
Oh, right.
It's got the buttons in the front and back for me.
Oh, interesting.
So I was talking with my cousin Brian about Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, I've never seen that.
I haven't either. And he says, we got to go. And he says, get some of your wife's lingerie. And I was like, I don't think my wife has lingerie.
Yeah, let me just sort through the closet.
Because I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, no. Nobody needs that
shit. It just immediately comes off.
Clinton Street Theater? Is that what you're going to talk about?
Clinton Street Theater has the thing, but...
They've been doing Rocky Horror for 50 years or something.
Every Saturday night at midnight since the beginning.
Right.
I've never seen it.
I picked up another cat turd on the floor.
Why do you pick shit up off the... Literal shit up off the...
I take my shoes off, and I'm like, just, I don't know, feeling around on the floor with my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, what's this?
Weird round thing. It's dry and crusty. I'm going to reach down with my fingers and see what
almond,
it is.
Like maybe it's a floor almond and I can enjoy a little treat. No, it's always a cat.
Almond roca?
Yeah, right.
So I haven't seen it either. And I don't have lingerie. Jeez, John, stop smelling your fingers.
Sorry, you couldn't go. You don't have lingerie.
I don't have lingerie.
Was this on your honeymoon? What does that have to do with your honeymoon?
We were talking about lingerie.
I see.
So on my honeymoon, picking out lingerie, Fred Meyer.
Different story now. Okay, gotcha.
And we were like in the DVD section. I picked up this DVD and I was like, it's the complete series of the Bill Cosby Show.
Right.
This is never going to go out of favor. He is America's dad.
That's true.
He's the most trustworthy African-American fellow in our nation at this point.
Right, yeah.
Says some people. And then that all came out.
Well, that was fucking, you know, none of us knew. It's hard.
I just can't look at it the same.
Yeah, I know. Also, did you like that show?
I don't know.
You just like, I don't know. This is like a thing.
I like nostalgia for my youth.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Was Home Improvement good?
No, none of that shit was good. Well, we know Boy Meets World was good.
Boy Meets World was good. Speaking of Boy Meets World, I know here I did an episode of Joe Meets World last night.
Oh.
While...
How is old Joey Jojo Shabba?
Joe is doing as well as we're all doing.
Yeah.
The world is crumbling around us.
Sure, yeah.
And we just have to keep on going, I guess.
I guess.
If you want, John...
What?
You're going to keep on going, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
It'd be hard to find another host that's as good as you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
There we go.
You mean that would come over every week?
Yeah.
Drive to your house?
But on the episode of Boy Meets World, Topanga is babysitting, and Corey comes over, and the child doesn't want to go to bed.
Oh, no.
And at that same time, my child... from his bedroom comes out and he doesn't want to go to bed.
Oh no.
And he's Corey's trying to get the kid to go back to bed while I'm trying to get my kid in live time that you will not hear because it's behind a paywall on Patreon. So if you go to Joe Meets World's Patreon and
subscribe, you can
subscribe,
hear
you can,
this exciting story about.
I'm sorry.
You saw a TV show?
I saw a TV show.
Wow.
With cool. Joe. We talked for 2 hours.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and, that's fun. I used all the good stuff yesterday.
I see. So you're spent. You're a empty husk of a man today. I kind of wore myself out yesterday. We went to my sister's house, and the kids were running around.
How much property they got?
It's a pretty good sized lot. Their house. They bought this really nice place when the market was super low, right after we got our house, and it's up on a hill, and they have this giant backyard. It's super sloped, so it's not. Like all usable. So her husband, my brother-in-law Ryan, past guest of the show, has been spending a lot of time in the backyard digging and landscaping and trying to figure out a good system for them. And they just had a bunch of concrete poured, so they have this huge patio now, which is really nice.
Oh,
so they
sweet.
Have a bunch of outdoor space, and they got these like little scooter ziggy things where you wiggle them back and forth and they drive forward, you know what I'm talking about. Like little kid cart things. And so they're having a good time. And she's got a real hot tub. So we were hanging out in there. My son was having a good time.
What was it like compared to my hot tub?
It's nice.
We were all hanging out last week after Kaz came over in the hot tub.
And the sabotage.
Did you...
I didn't.
Did you do it on purpose? Bitch, did you intentionally pull the drain plug?
You'll never know.
I'll
take that secret to the grave.
Well, here's the thing. If you're following me on TikTok, you can see the video. I came out, but this isn't what happened. The TikTok videos, let me tell you something behind the scenes.
No.
Stuff I put on this podcast and in TikTok sometimes are not 100% truthful.
Right.
They could be exaggerated slightly.
No, for entertainment value?
But... yeah, for entertainment value. The video is, hey, I came out and I discovered this. But really, Jamie discovered it at like 5:30 in the morning. And she told me while I was sleeping. And
you're like, nightmare.
And she said, everything's fine. Back. I think the drain plug just got undone.
Oh.
So then I went back to bed. But then I left her out of the TikTok story. And she says, hey,
that was my story.
I told you about that. And I said, well...
I mean, you are a tremendous story thief of your wife's.
And yours.
And mine. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
What do you maybe do? If I had better stories, I wouldn't have to steal.
You're like, this happened to me. I was like, hey.
Hey, that no, happened to me. My wife, Tanya, and our three children
wait a minute.
Were out at the grocery store the other day.
We would never do that. It's against the rules. Anyway. Sorry.
Anyways, the hot
tub. Sorry, I didn't mean to if I did.
The hot tub accidentally, the drain plug got opened up.
Bumped.
Yeah. Bumped by someone's feet.
Where?
He thought he was reaching down to pick up a cat turd from the bottom of the hot
yeah,
tub.
Yeah, I might have monkey toed it open.
And then I filled it. It needed to be cleaned out. Apparently, you're supposed to drain those things every 3 months or so.
Okay.
But so it just happened then. and I cleaned it all out.
How many gallons is fit in that thing?
300.
Oh, holy shit.
Or so. But then the next day, it was still leaking, and I was like, oh, shit, now it has an actual hole in it.
Uh-oh.
So I messed around, and now, I don't know.
It's fine?
It's fine. The story went nowhere.
Cool.
Cool story. Yeah. My hot tub's clean now. It's been replaced by with new liquid and new chemicals, and I can fill it up with another 3 months' worth of body liquids.
Right, yeah.
And
body oils and skin.
Oils and
hair and
rocks and pebbles. And
you get a lot of junk in there from the kids?
I clean out the... Oh, I'm strict.
Oh, okay.
I'm a strict father for this one thing.
You're like, what is this?
I gotta
Dad's never yelled at me before.
I got to pick at you. Stop splashing. You're splashing that good chlorinated water out of the hot tub.
Do you chlorinate or do you bromate? Do you use bromine or chlorine?
Chlorine.
Okay. Interesting.
What is that? It tells a lot about you.
Yeah, yeah. It figures. You seem like a chlorine kind of guy.
I don't... You look into it. You didn't... I just
no,
do whatever's easiest.
I don't have a hot tub. I don't care.
What does your sister do?
I think she's bromine. I don't know. Fucking you call her and what? Ask her.
Does she still listen?
I don't know. Probably not.
Okay. But I think, so I was, you know, I was cleaning off my DVD shelf.
Oh, yeah,
shelf,
yeah, yeah. Back to DVDs.
And I got all these Jackass and Jackass spinoff. I got your CKY.
Right. That Can't was the, Kill Yourself.
That was the Bam Margera and all his buddies. You got your Steve-O. You got your
Wild Boys.
Wild Boys.
Viva La Bam.
I used to love, and the movies are there somewhere.
Jackass
Wait,
Volume
the
1.
Jackass the movie. Jackass the movie. I don't think I bought the second movie because that one got a little more
what?
Things up the butt esque.
Oh. Okay. That's
always,
where you draw the line.
I was like, all right, I'm cool with guys having turtles pinch your balls. But once you start putting a...
The car up the butt?
A car up... No, that was classic.
Oh, okay.
That was in the first one, I think.
Oh, boy. I have no idea. And I mean, I've seen it, but it's been 15 years.
Should I sit down? Do you want to sit down and watch these together and do a...
What? And do what?
Do
like a watch along a
watch
movie
along
track? Riff track?
Riff track for...
I mean, I think we all kind of get the idea.
Jackass was huge, man. It's
yeah,
just
it was a big deal.
Doing dumb shit for no particular reason.
I think it was right place, right time kind of thing. Because this is behavior of men.
Mm-hmm.
There's maybe a few women who do it, but primarily men. This is behavior that's been part of human history, you know? Men are like, we're dumb,
mm-hmm.
and let's hurt ourselves and hurt each other. And it's hilarious. And it speaks to me on a very primal level. Just like, you know, America's Funny Some Videos. Still fun to watch.
We just like getting
yeah.
hit in...
Yeah, people getting hit in the nuts.
Ow My Balls.
Yeah, Ow My Balls is a show I will watch. Absolutely.
In, it's probably not going to be 1,000 years out. It's coming sooner than that.
Yeah, right. That's the only thing Idiocracy got wrong.
How long?
Yeah,
it was
not
1,000
years.
It's 50 years.
Yeah. Welcome to Costco. I love you. Yeah, so we were talking about Steve-O before the pod, and he's got a podcast now. And he does some stuff on YouTube. And he's just, I think he's a really interesting person, mainly because he's still alive and he's sober now, but he's still, I don't know.
As crazy as ever without the...
Yeah, it's just part of who he is as a person and as a performer, you know. And I don't know. It's very interesting. I recommend listening to at least a couple of them.
He got arrested for...
That SeaWorld thing?
The SeaWorld thing.
Yeah, way before Blackfish, way before the rest of us were like, SeaWorld sucks.
Mm-hmm.
He climbed up on, was on a freeway or something.
Like the exit for SeaWorld.
Yeah, and he's like, fuck them. And yeah, he got arrested for that. I mean, he's been arrested a million times.
Put up a video of him doing it, and the cops were like, Exhibit A of your vandalism.
Yeah,
he's
it wouldn't
like,
be that hard.
Aw, dang it. You caught me.
Yeah. He's very performative, though, you know? This is all... He wants attention, and it's weird in the on his YouTube channel. Like, he goes and talks to his dad a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
His dad just seems like a normal, nice guy. I don't know where that comes from, where people get that, where they just need, you know, crowds of people to cheer for them.
It's
I don't have that.
I feel like...
I mean, I get it all the time, I don't need it.
Yeah, crowds just nonstop gather around you.
Oh, they clap at me at the grocery store.
Oh,
that's
man.
It's crazy.
Did you see him bagging?
That guy's
Because
so
you
cool.
bag yourself at Winco, right?
Goddamn right I do.
Oh, man.
You know how good I'm at bagging? Hey, if anyone listens in the world...
What's your John's tips for bagging?
I don't care how you bag. I don't give a shit. Just but move your fucking cart over so two of them can fit at the end of the bagging lane. You know how there's like two belts?
Mm-hmm.
People will put their cart perpendicular to the belts when there's like markings on the floor to be parallel. I'm gesturing with my hands.
I'm saying, yeah.
And you'll just stand there waiting for this dumb fuck in front of you to finish bagging and move their fucking cart.
Just start putting your stuff in their cart.
Yeah, no kidding.
Take their cart and... Go on.
I paid for those gummy worms. I want them. Anyway, I don't go grocery shopping anymore. That's my wife's job.
That's her special treat, her weekly
treat. Yeah, I allow
treat.
Her once a week to leave the house. She has 1 hour.
And then
I'm coming after her.
We had the talk in this house just last night that I was playing video games like we talked about earlier. I was playing video games with the kids, but while she was at the store.
Yeah.
And she came back, and we were done playing video games right when she got back. And then later on, she's like, why don't you play video games when I'm home so then I can actually get shit done?
Oh, keep the kids occupied.
So when I'm gone, you wait. So then when I get home, I can, because she wants to, she's like, I'm with them all all week long.
Yeah.
And the weekend, I'm off.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where I step in to be king dad of the weekend.
And so you're trying to maximize your relaxation time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like pushing parenting responsibilities onto her on the weekend.
It just happened that way.
Uh-huh. I see how it is.
Fuck.
You're like, I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, yeah, you watch the kids
I'm
taking a nap.
Hey, wife, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go poop downstairs 45 minutes later. Hey. You're just letting her know. You're in charge of these kids.
You're in charge. My kids are old enough where we can just leave them.
That is nice. Yeah.
It's going to be sweet, man. One day you'll get there.
One day. Yeah.
5 years from
now. I reset that clock. It's rough. I mean, the older ones still require a lot of attention. The 6 and 3-year-old.
Well, that one you can just put in a burlap sack and like in the closet he goes for an hour and a half while you're out.
I'm sorry, the baby?
No, the big one.
Yeah.
No, you get a burlap hammock for the baby.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Otherwise, it's cruel. We're actually finally at that point where we're getting rid of baby equipment, baby gear. For real. Forever.
Never coming back.
Yeah. We're almost done with the baby carrier. He doesn't really like it much anymore, and he's getting so big, it's pretty awkward. We might have it a few more months. But that thing's been with us for... You know, six plus years.
And, like the holder, the harness thing for Tanya. We can hook her up with a leash on the back.
Right, yeah. So she doesn't run off.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I mean, she can run off, but it pulls on her shoulders instead of on her neck like the old collar
used to wear. Not cruel. It's got that little chain, you know, that cinches, the choke chain.
It just kind of pokes in some bars.
Yeah, it's just a couple. Yeah.
But she's got so much fat around her neck and her skin's
loose.
Yeah,
the fur. It doesn't hurt. It's
doesn't
like
hurt.
When her mom used to pick her up that way. That's how they're meant to be picked up. All right, Brooks, can I ask you one of these 49 great questions?
Superfan Tanya sent us in 49 great questions.
Question 28. This is a real piece of paper, all right? You have lost a bet and have to get a quote tattooed on your butt. What quote would you choose?
Fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
How do you
spell police?
Or I did it like this. I did it like that. I did it with a wiffle ball bat.
Okay, so rap lyrics?
Yep. 80s rap lyrics.
Okay.
Or you got to fight for your right now. I already fought for my right to party.
To party?
I've given that up.
You've abdicated your right to party to the younger generation. Let's see. Well, is that... So if it's on your butt, is this to make a joke for, say, your wife who will see it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or
yes.
Something to threaten some sort of imaginary rapist in the future? Like, look out. There's glass in there. I put some broken glass in my butthole earlier.
Well, I didn't get it all out from
last time.
That one time.
Yeah.
Don't look up glass ass.
Oh,
don't yeah. look that up.
I mean, you can. It's free world. On the internet?
Unless you're a fan of Jackass, then look up glass ass.
Ooh, that's a little different. That's upsetting. I don't know if we're talking about that. Well, Steve-O, we'll pull it up later.
Steve-O has your name tattooed on his ass.
Is that what it says?
And so does our friend Aaron.
Aaron Love?
Aaron Love has your name tattooed on his ass.
Does he really?
I went to, inspired by Steve-O, I was getting a tattoo and his brother, and he's like, I'll get one. Yeah. And he got your name.
Wow.
John Mitchell.
Oh, wow.
Right there.
What a compliment.
Right there.
He's my property. He's my bottom bitch.
It was 10 years before he knew you.
He had a premonition. Yeah, I don't really have a good idea what I would put there. A quote.
That's no moon.
Yeah, that would be awful. That's a good quote, though, that's for a butt. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I don't know.
Stand clear 6 feet or...
Yeah, right. Danger, hazardous. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Some sort of fart joke.
What about something really inspirational? An inspirational quote.
Right, yeah. You're the wind beneath my wings.
Live, love, live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. There you go. That's
there we
the
go.
Perfect answer. Live, laugh, love.
Write that down.
Oh, okay.
This is, we're actually getting these, right?
Yeah, we're keeping track of them.
And the O of love is your butthole.
All right. Well, it wouldn't be symmetric that way.
Maybe on top, live,
laugh.
Laugh, and then
love. Well, but it'd be L, butthole, V-E. You know?
I think a true tattoo artiste could make it look good.
Okay.
Would we do Old English?
Oh, it's got to be Gothic. Right?
Gothic.
Yeah, there you go. Live. Laugh.
Are you drawing a picture to see?
Love. Yeah, no, it works out. I usually draw naked pictures. I draw all my pornography.
That was all we had back in the day.
Just two circles on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Two circles with some more circles and a smaller dot in the middle.
Yeah,
that'll get.
That'll get me there. Yeah.
So, yep, the neighbors, my recently homed neighbors.
Yeah.
One of their cars was stolen.
Oh, no.
Out from in front of my house.
Yeah. Do you have a camera out there?
I don't have any. I mean, my house is loaded with security cameras.
Right. Yes, of course.
I have surveillance state all around. I just didn't have one pointed in that direction. Just
it wasn't
in case
on.
You're planning on coming over here during the night when I'm sleeping, Ingrid. I'm talking to you. But yeah, she comes up and she says, hey, did you see anything going on with my car? It was parked right in front of your house. And I was like, oh, I did see it last night.
I had it towed because it's in front of my house.
It was parked in front of my house on the street. You can't park there. That's John's spot. And I was like, oh no, that's fucking shitty. That was exactly, you know what? That's exactly where my car was stolen from.
Right in front of your house?
Probably 10 years ago.
Really?
I had a car stolen, but it was a parts car. It was like not a parts car, but a project car.
Right, right.
So it wasn't.
No big loss.
I was just working on it, and it ran. Somebody fucking stole it.
Son of a bitch.
And then the insurance company paid me way more than I bought it for and
dream.
Had into it. So I was like, oh, not bad.
Well, that's another example of things just working out well for you for no reason. I found $1,000 on the ground today.
They're like, oh, this car you paid $1,200 for? Well, Blue Book on them, we're seeing them like $3,600. So here's $3,600. And I was like, oh, sweet.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
That's a hell of a deal. My brother's in the market for a new car. His oldest son, my nephew, was not putting oil into his truck and driving it all the time.
You're supposed to put oil in there?
Yeah, cars need oil. It's like car food. They need it. They have to eat it. Well, gas is like food, I guess.
Gas is the food.
Oil's like vitamins, I guess.
We're supposed to have vitamins, John?
I don't know. I don't take vitamins. But, yeah, he blew up the engine. Well, it was like the light was on and he was still driving it. And it was like making awful noises. Like, well, let me still drive to Portland. They live down in Salem. So he tried his best to destroy this truck. And he took a look at it this week. It was taken apart and it's just fucking toast, you know? It would need like a whole engine rebuild.
That's where you got to bring it down to one of those the protests downtown Portland.
Just leave it or light it on fire?
And then, yeah, you light it on. I mean, oh. He...
Oh, I see.
Dresses like, up as a rioter. These
goddamn
these
protesters.
They burned up my car.
Well, you know, it's a war zone down there.
It is a war zone.
You know, I can't drive downtown. There's just like barrels on fire and people mm-hmm. jumping off the buildings. It's awful.
What else we got?
That's hyperbole, by the way.
There is...
It's fine.
Same amount of graffiti. Graffiti yeah. is slightly ticked up.
You think?
But it's graffiti I agree with.
I've seen a
like
lot.
Fuck the police on walls. I'm like, yeah, we keep that yeah, up.
I'd love that. Hey,
they enjoy fucking.
That's on my butt. I have seen the, you know, along Powell. This is going to be some Portland stuff. There is some funny parking, and it's just like a homeless shelter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That place is starting to get pretty full, you know? Rent's going up there in the homeless strip. So it's going to be interesting here because we're just now getting into the part where the unemployment is no longer bumped up another 600. So now millions of people are $2,400 less rich each month,
uh-huh.
which is, you know, people's rent.
And I've always heard it's like 70% of people can't go whatever.
Their paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. We're going to have a lot of people transitioning into a different housing situation, let's say.
I enjoyed the city of Portland decided to crack down on homeless people by just putting big piles of rocks where they like to set up their tents.
Yeah.
And one of like this one homeless tent has cleared out. He's moving rocks. He's got his tent set up.
Rocks doesn't do it justice. They're fucking boulders.
Well, this guy...
Enterprising fellow.
He moved all his boulders, and he has like a path that yeah. kind of weaves made out of the rocks that they drop. And it's like, oh, man, it's so great.
Hey, you can't beat that guy. You're just like,
all right.
You win. You win this round. That's pretty great.
I was thinking about just laying some... plywood over or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah,
I
yeah.
set up my tent on top of those rocks
right.
next month when I get
when you,
let go.
When you get homeless.
And I'm just out on the streets.
Your paycheck to paycheck?
No.
Oh, you can live in my basement.
I did live a lot of my life paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, for sure. You know, when I was 23 or whatever, I'm like, oh, I have $18 in the bank. Let's spend it. I can buy whatever I
Pretty
want.
Pretty much before I had kids, it was just like
yeah.
paycheck to paycheck. And then I was like, oh, shit, I should probably...
Well, if you have money in the bank, it's there to be spent. Like, that's the idea,
free
right?
Free money.
Yeah. I always thought if you wanted to stimulate the economy, just give endless money to, like, 20-year-olds.
That's what...
And they'll spend it. I promise you.
I'm very confused. I was talking about this with Joe. All these stimulus checks, all these stimulus things
mm-hmm.
for the economy, they should just go to people who spend... Money.
Spend all their money, yeah. Don't give it to me. I'll just put it in the bank.
Yeah. My last stimulus check, I just put it in the bank.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't spend it. Like, we need that money to be spent. So
well,
businesses can whatever they do. I
guess.
Don't know.
Stimulate.
It's all just magic.
I bought my pressure washer,
mm-hmm.
and I still feel bad about it. And that was $200. If I was 22, what was it, $1,600 bucks? Be gone. $1,800 bucks?
You texted me the other day, and you're like, Brooks, I got $94.
Oh, yeah.
What should I buy? It's just here. I need it gone.
Did you get part of that? It was a class action suit against I think it's the AMPM or ARCO.
No.
And there was some funny business with, they were charging debit cards extra, paying at the pump or something like that. It was from gas stations.
You had.
And at one point in the past, I had bought gas at whatever gas station.
And
I got automatically enrolled into a class action lawsuit, and I got $94 fucking dollars.
What was it? They were charging a
I don't remember
fee
the specifics.
to use your credit card to buy gas?
I don't know. I didn't look into it very much.
But you took that $94.
Well, it's sitting on my desk. I got to cash it.
What are you going to buy?
That's what I asked you. I texted you. I said, Brooks, this is your moment. This is what you've lived your life for.
Well, I'm not on vacation.
Oh, okay. I'll wait for a vacation, Brooks, to give me. And I was like, what is something really dumb I can spend $94 on? Because this is complete fun money, you know? And I haven't come up with anything too exciting. And you failed me.
$94.
You're dead to me.
That's where, well, how...
You're like, buy a new Nintendo controller. I mean, yeah.
You do need a new
controller. I do need one, but, you know, that's not really
I'm not going to spend that money on. Just don't let your son use it. All right?
Keep he'll
that
just break another yourself. One. I have the good one. I have the Black Pro controller. It's the Joy-Cons that are broken, and I don't use those anyway, so...
Have you, are you a fan of The Cosby Show? Because I can, I can make you a deal.
A real deal. I don't
$94? I paid $99, but with inflation over the past 11 years.
Right,
I
and bet it's a collector's edition.
I bet that same box set is like $170.
You should check
now.
It out on like eBay.
Or like $6.
Well, maybe like, you know, rapists are really into that show now. So it's a sought after commodity. Might be a hot commodity.
I know white supremacists like to collect Nazi
memorabilia. Yeah, same kind of thing.
Do rapists like to collect?
Oh, they love it. Yeah.
They got all like the Thriller and the and all the Cosby stuff.
Right.
And
is
all...
Michael Jackson a rapist? I never watched
allegedly,
that documentary.
I didn't either. I can't.
I know.
Bring myself
I'm sure he's a creep. I'm sorry.
He was a, probably was a creep.
I don't know. I know his dad was a fucking piece of shit. But, you know, that guy wrote some bops.
I mean, they really slap.
Thriller fucking slaps.
Yo.
It's total fire.
And who else?
Hey, it's hot AF.
The Weinstein guy. he's got the whole Weinstein collection.
Oh, yeah. I can't even watch Good Will Hunting anymore. I don't know.
I think so. We worked a lot with Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
All those residuals go to pay for his lawyers. This rapist collector has got a lot of Catholic memorabilia around the house. And
oh, hey, speaking of, you got Buddy Jesus over here. Buddy Christ.
Oh, shit, don't look around.
What?
All these things that I collect, I'm
yeah,
li-
wait
I'm
a
listing.
Minute.
Wait a
this is all coming together. You got your mobster over here
on
the wall.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. What was I talking about?
$94. What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Listeners, write in. Tell me what to spend $94 on.
You could just buy a nice bottle of booze.
Oh.
One that you wouldn't buy.
Like some kind of Weller's whiskey?
You like the... Well, that's hard to find. You like the cheap booze.
Or I could buy like 10 bottles of cheap booze.
Okay, but the problem with having lots of cheap booze is you want to drink it all.
That's true.
So
I could buy like a giant gummy bear or something.
That... 20-pound bag?
No,
yes.
No. The actual one bear that's gigantic.
The 10-pound gummy bear?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more where I'm at. You know what I mean?
Right. How much does a 10-pound gummy bear cost? Right.
While you look that up, I will let me do the segment. Brooks, what's your deal? I don't have a theme for it.
Dude.
Let's see. Do you have...
Okay. Hold on.
What?
If you can scrape together... Another $56.
Yeah.
You can buy a 26-pound party gummy bear. I'm going to put this out into the ether and say people selling party gummy bears, the stock for party gummy bears is going to go down drastically with COVID being a thing.
Oh, sure.
People aren't sharing.
Hey, guys, you want to come over and put your mouths on this sticky gummy bear that I've been licking all week?
This gummy bear for two nights. It's a Friday-Saturday party.
Yeah, I'll look into that giant gummy bear.
It's only $149.
I'll put on my TikTok. $149? How hard is it to make gummy bears? Maybe I'll do that.
A little bunch of gelatin.
What's
awesome about... YouTubers who are super famous and just put up a video and then make $1,000 off a video because it gets however many. They can just buy something cool for less than they're going to make from the video.
Sure.
And yeah, make the video.
That's like a whole business model.
I watched one of a dude filling his whole pool with those little
Orbeez.
Orbeez.
Mm-hmm. Was that the backyard scientist? That skinny, nerdy guy?
This guy was like a cool jock YouTuber.
Okay.
And had his buddies come over and they're like, we put $3,000 worth of these Orbeez into my pool.
Was it Dude Perfect? Were they throwing basketballs and making crazy shots?
No, okay. I don't know.
Eh, whatever. Those guys are crazy. They're super YouTube famous. Their channel's called Dude Perfect. And they're like a couple ex-athletes.
It might have been.
And they're all just jocks. And they do like crazy trick shots. And like, that's basically it. That's all they do. Is like, not stunts, but like athletic feats.
Okay, these guys weren't doing athletic feats. They were just a couple. They were Jackass. Jackass has been taken over by YouTube.
Oh, 100%.
That's it. That's why there's no more shows for. It's all just on YouTube now. We figured it out.
Nope, we cracked it. Anyway, so Brooks, do you have an inability to control the impulse to steal? You often take things you don't really need or have any real monetary value. You've experienced escalating tension prior to committing a theft and feel relief and gratification afterwards. So I know you, quote, find things on the side of the road a lot of questionable ownership.
I found this thing, John.
And I'm starting to think maybe you're not finding anything. You're just swiping them out of people's cars and backyards and things.
Yeah, I found this 1998 Honda Civic parked in front of my house.
Interesting, yeah.
Took for a joyride.
Yeah, okay.
It was just out there.
I'm going to put a very strong maybe on kleptomania.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah. Yes.
I am a maniac for kleptoing.
Yeah, and this often is combined with pyromania. Do you love fire?
I think that's just a childish... Okay, I don't... It's
well,
boys like lighting things on fire, right? Do girls like lighting things on fire?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think. Humans like light... Fire's awesome.
Fire's awesome.
Okay, we figured it out.
Oh, that's all it says. It's just on this...
everyone is
on this website.
Everyone,
it just says fire is cool.
Everyone is a pyromaniac.
And it says fire, fire, fire.
Till
proven burn it all.
Burn it
down. Cleansing fire. Yeah. There's some emotional arousal before setting a fire.
I mean...
You ever set any forest fires? I mean, I never have.
What's a statute of limitations?
I thought I did.
You thought you did.
But I swear it wasn't me. It was in a different county.
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
I used to love, gathering up pieces of leaves and sticks and catching them on fire.
Yeah, of course.
And running away when those people came out to discover I was trying to catch your porch on fire.
Oh, I see.
But,
not
intentionally, just because I was a dumb kid.
Right.
Lit stuff too close to steps.
When this is something you missed out being a city boy, is growing up in the country, one of my chores was occasionally burning the burn barrel. We had a barrel out in the yard for, burnable trash.
Just all your trash went in there?
No, just, like chunks of wood or papers or magazines, junk mail, stuff like that. And, I was so excited when that burn barrel was full. And I was like, hey, John, go burn the barrel. I'm like, yay. And I go out there and I would stand out there for hours just throwing little bits of trash in there. And you get like a plastic bag and you throw it in there and it would melt.
And then black smoke would come out.
I was having a good time. Yeah, I always liked doing that. And now as like a city guy, I'm still like, well, I'll just throw these branches in the burn. We don't have a burn pile or a burn barrel. I used to use my fire pit for that. But since I had little kids, I've since filled it in.
So
one day I'll get it back.
You'll dig it back out?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
I love burning things.
Yeah.
I'm not a maniac.
Okay. It's not compulsive. You can stop whenever you want.
I can stop whenever I just don't want to. I could choose when to stop.
Oh, okay. That's fair. I'll put no on pyro, but I'm going to put, you know, this kleptomania is making me think. No. All right. Oh, man. Speaking of yard debris, mm-hmm. do you hate it when you take out your glass recycling and you're like, I swear I'm not an alcoholic. It's just the only glass I accumulate is like whiskey bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, clunk, you set it down. I mean, I put it out my glass like every 6 months. And it just looks like I have an incredible problem.
Well, yeah, down here.
Yeah.
I save all the bottles and we put them in that box over there. And then...
You put it out on the curb.
When I'm cleaning out the basement every 6-8 months.
Right.
And there, here I come.
And you're like, sorry, neighbor, I swear to God, this is like half a year.
I'm not an alcoholic. John drank most of these.
Yeah. This was my friend. They're like, he came over to my house.
Oh, John. Yeah, we know John.
Yeah, we know. We've seen that drunk piece of shit. But yeah, it's almost full, and I'm like, oh man, this looks bad.
Most of ours.
And pickle jars.
Yeah, pickle jars and whiskey bottles. That's it.
That's all it is.
I love pickles. Pickled whiskey.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking.
Okay.
Is there something there? I got these pickles from last week.
Just put some dill into your whiskey. Would that be?
Okay. You call it whiskey dill?
Throw some cucumbers in there, some slices.
Okay.
Just drink the bottle. Okay. This is a Brooks tip. Hot tip.
Hot tip.
That may or may not...
Save your whiskey bottle. You get very skinny cucumbers.
No, just drink half your whiskey, slide a couple cucumbers in there, and some...
Ruin the rest of your whiskey.
Some sprigs of dill, and then 6 months later, you just eat those pickles, and you'll get a nice buzz from them. And they'll probably be terrible. What do you
think? They might not be bad. I don't know. Somebody...
they won't last on that side of the table.
Yeah, I'll take care of it eventually.
It'll be like eating the worm on your tequila.
Oh, right, yeah. Doesn't that have to be... it's not tequila, but the other thing that's like tequila has the worm in it?
Mezcal.
Mezcal, yeah. I've never had the ones with worms in them. I mean, I would eat it. Who cares, right? It's just a tiny little grub.
But have you ever just taken worms and put them?
Well, it's like it's been soaked in alcohol forever. So it's probably doesn't taste like anything.
I'll get one. We'll do it on air.
All right.
It'll be
I haven't had tequila in a long time.
A prank or a tasting episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where
that's
you have
so
a,
interesting.
Where you have a driver home. It'll be for our 200th episode. Write this down, John.
All right.
200th episode. We only have to make it another couple of years, as long as the world doesn't come to an end before.
Oh, the world will be fine. Don't worry. No doom and gloom here this weekend, or in this basement.
Not in this basement right now.
No. Oh, dude, I went to the Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a couple doors.
What for?
I want to put a door in between my kitchen and my mudroom. Never had a door there. I put up a curtain.
Mm, yeah.
And now I have a baby gate there, and it's really annoying to step over the baby gate because there's like a step down. And it really is like lowering my motivation to go out into the mudroom and do the laundry.
To have to step over.
It sucks. It's like you got to like hike up your shorts and really, it's you can barely clear it.
There is no door there because that mudroom was added on, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like my house is old and dumb.
Funky area where it covers up the other door. How does it swing out and into that room?
Yes. Yeah.
So you found one that fits?
Not exactly. So I got to modify it. I also have to strip off all the old paint. I was doing that today before I came over.
Man, you love scraping paint.
I do. It's very satisfying.
Just don't let Andy eat any of that stuff.
Well, that's why I'm stripping it off, because it's who knows how old. And but anyway, you can go to the Restore. Oh, man, if you need an old door, that is the place to go.
That's what this table is made out of.
Yep. And actually, this is a nice table. how much you want for it?
You got to keep all the stickers on it.
Okay.
And I actually cut it down from its original size, so it is not door height anymore.
Well, that's the thing, is everything in my house is little, so I actually have to cut off probably 11 inches off this door.
We haven't mentioned, but you live in a hobbit house. And
it's
weird
half
round door.
Yeah, it's round. It's hard to find round doors. But I found one. The Restore is back open, which is cool. It's one of my favorite stores. it's always awesome to walk around and see what kind of weird crap they have there. And I was clanging around through all them doors trying to find a couple that might fit. And then one downstairs for Tanya's office. There's no frame, but I thought I could rig up a hokey little door.
Is she just going full-time still?
In the basement, yeah.
And you're making it into an office for her? And
yeah, we took out everything in there and put a desk and hung up some sheets and
in
stuff.
In the kids' playroom?
No, there's a little side door where that funny safe is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just storage, you know, okay. We weren't using it for anything. And it's nice being in the basement. It's obviously not hot because she's underground. And she can hear what's going on in the house. So if, you know, like a kid falls down and is really hurt, she could hear that. But the kids kind of leave her alone.
And she can act like she's going to work and then walk around the back of the house and come in the back door.
She hasn't had to do that, but yeah, she could do that if she needed to. All right, see you later. I'm leaving. I've done that a few times, like when we were recording when I was in my basement. Because if my kids know I'm down there just chatting with you, they would come down and bug me.
I got really important stuff to do, yeah. Owen.
But they will, they've gotten used to it. And when she's working, the nanny's there. So they leave her alone for the most part. It's working out. We just found out for sure that our school is virtual.
Yeah. All Portland. Is your school Portland?
It is, but they were doing it by school district.
Okay.
So, like, you know, whatever district you're in, they decided a while ago. And my district, David Douglas, was still mulling it over for another couple weeks, but they decided this week that they're going to be all virtual. So my kid's going to have a virtual kindergarten, whatever the fuck that means.
Well, we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, why don't we just get a couple people to, like, trade off? I don't know.
Yeah, I could.
No.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know if we can.
Virtual kindergarten is a joke.
I know. It is. And it sucks because, you know, we pulled Owen out last year because he just wasn't quite ready and it was really rough. But, you know, a few months later, he's like, oh, I want to go back to, you know, my mm-hmm. big school. And we drive by it all the fucking time. And he's like, yeah, I want to go there. And we're like, oh, you will. We've been promising him he will go there for like 9 months. And now next month we're going to be like, oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Now you have to stare at this computer and not do cool stuff.
Yeah, and not get to ride the bus. You know, that was a big draw for him.
Probably just drop him off on the max or on a, like a bus and just have him ride around.
I know. Like, but that was, you know, kids love school buses. That's like a big part of going to school for him and seeing other kids. And
yeah.
Now we're like, no, go look at this computer screen. So I don't know, man. It's kind of a wash.
We were debating this before. Yeah, we're in the same thing. It's like before all this and they were like, maybe, maybe not. And they were like, maybe 10 kids alternating days right. And whatever this and that. And I was like, Jamie, you can opt out. This was before. They're like, hey, if you don't want to come in, you can just be virtual or whatever. And, I said, why don't we just decide, like, because
yeah.
What is the worst is just not knowing. It's like, okay, we have no control.
Right.
Maybe 6 weeks from now, they're in school, maybe not. And do we even want our kids going to school? And
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Rubbing their stank all over these other kids. I don't know.
So you were just going to opt out
either way? I was like,
either way.
Jamie, why not just homeschool them,
yeah,
whatever. And then they said that's what they're doing. So
yeah, it's gonna be a very interesting year.
Our kids are all ruined for the next
they're
generation.
Ruined forever. Yeah,
remember,
just
how
throw them in the trash.
We're all gonna look back on like 2013 and laugh.
Oh, things are so great.
Remember participation trophies?
Yeah, we were all worried about...
Remember how we were...
Snowflakes
and stuff.
Those were our big problems.
Now kids are scared to even look at each other. They don't even know how to play. A whole generation of whatever, I don't know.
Germophobes.
Just imagine what Fox News is going to be saying about these kids 20 years from now.
They're probably saying good stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've been pretty cool about millennials.
Yeah, That's what I'm talking about.
My my nanny, she self-identified as a Gen Z. So, I mean, she's 23. She's up, you know, completely different generation than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm a millennial. We've talked about this
before. Have you seen her on TikTok yet?
I'm still looking. No, I haven't found her.
She's not popular enough.
Huh? She'll get there.
Okay.
She's working hard. Doing all the dances, doing all the memes. But yeah, as a millennial, I don't know. Feels weird.
Millennial cuck.
That's me. Yes.
I didn't like the term millennial, and now I'm just like, yeah, sure, whatever.
I mean, we're definitely on the old end of millennial.
It's because I had older brothers, and all your siblings are older, so it's, I think you grab on to
more. Yeah.
And our parents left us alone to be parented by television, right?
That, yeah, and we're absolutely ruined, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I have a theory on that.
What's the theory?
Well,
say it.
I just, every time something changes in society, we have a new form of entertainment or something like that, everybody of the older generation is against it and they think it is ruining the children. That's always the thing. They thought about that with television. They thought about it with radio. They thought about it that way with newspaper and magazines even. They mm-hmm. thought reading was unhealthy and it was bad for the children.
Shouldn't read, man.
And I know you're still part of that. And now we have, you know, people are like, oh, they shouldn't have so much screen time. Like, this is just some inherently bad thing. And we've never been that way. My wife and I, we're like, it's fine. You know, I like looking at my phone. It doesn't hurt me.
It's awesome.
And, you know, it's not like my kid looks at a screen 24 hours a day. It's only like 22.
But with... homeschool with homeschool,
yeah, and so right we're
They're
turning
like,
around going,
now look at this screen for
not
six
those
hours.
Other screens, those are bad, but
this other, don't play video games, but right. Look at this computer,
look at this. Oh, and we're gonna play some games with your teacher. It's like, all right,
fuck, I'd rather play Mario.
Well, yeah, I think it's just, you know, we're all worried about our kids and we don't want to screw them up, and you know what, for the most part they'll be fine. Just be there. Be a good parent. Listen to them. Be nice to them. Don't be a piece of shit.
I turned out all right.
Yeah.
I had to yell at one of my kids earlier today, and then afterwards, I was like, I brought him aside, and I said, hey.
I'm sorry.
I yelled at you because, you know, why I yelled at you, and he goes, yeah, I know why.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done that thing.
I know. I yell at my kids all the time.
Yeah. Why do they keep doing that thing? And maybe I should just start identifying myself as a Gen Zer.
You can. I think you're quite a bit too old.
But I love TikTok so much.
Wait, what's it called, Grandpa? You guys with your TikTok?
You kids and your TikToks?
I don't think Gen Z is really into TikTok. I think it's definitely, I don't know, from what I can tell, it's really been absorbed by the 30 to 40-year-olds.
I think their algorithms are so good.
That is true.
That it just divides up everybody.
And we all just stay in our own little bubbles.
And it's sweet.
Because I was talking to someone a while ago, and they're like, oh, I don't like all the underage kids dancing. And I was like, I've never seen that.
Here's what I say. Yeah. Apparently you do, because you watch them for much longer than I do, because I just skip right past them, and then the next time it...
Yeah. I see a lot of tractors for some reason.
Mine is exclusively like moms.
Yeah,
moms who drink.
A ton of moms that drink and are hilarious. And like old couples, I see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya will be like, oh, did you see so-and-so? She was dancing. Addison Rae is like the most famous girl on TikTok. I was like, I don't know who that is.
Who's that?
She's just like a cute girl that dances and she's super famous.
And apparently someone said, have you seen For the Boys? Hashtag For the Boys.
Is that a thing?
And I said, no. And it came up.
Oh,
it came
listening.
Up, but it's like showed a drill. This is TikTok talk with John and Bruce.
Right, right, right.
And it showed a drill, and the guy's like, don't you, this is for the boys. Don't you just hate it when, and he's messing with his drill, and he goes, all right, now that everybody's skipped past all that stuff, check out hashtag for the boys if you want to see some ladies shaking their butts.
Oh, yeah. I've seen stuff like that.
And I was like, wait a minute.
Wait.
I haven't seen any of those.
Yeah, one day us old fogies will figure out how TikTok works exactly, but I'm still confused.
I have 120 followers now.
Oh, dang.
I'm creeping on up, man. Yeah,
you'll get there. I feel like it was made for you. You're really, you're blossoming. I'm becoming a beautiful flower.
I had to take down a video last night.
Oh, no.
Or this morning. Because it pointed out some terrible parenting by myself.
What?
I brought my child up onto the roof and we were checking out. He was loving being on the patio roof.
Hell yeah.
And I said, hey, you want to go up top?
Yeah.
To the tip top? And
wait, you're older?
My little boy, Daniel.
Oh, he's 5, right?
He's 5. And my wife.
He's fine.
Got upset.
Oh.
Because, you know, someone could see that and be like, hey, he's endangering his child, which is
mildly true.
Mildly true, I guess.
When I was 5, we moved into the house where I spent the rest of my life,
mm-hmm.
or rest of my childhood, and we immediately had to re-roof it. That mm-hmm. was like, you know, it's bad. It was part of the house.
So probably needs to be re-roofed again. I know.
Who knows? That's my mom's problem. And I spent like all summer up there with my folks, like walking them hammers and nails and throwing shingles off the side. And I was 5.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. I spent a lot of time on that roof.
I was hanging out on my buddy Aaron's roof, and that was some steep. It was like third floor roof.
Yeah.
Like we're walking around up there, and if you're down.
Oh, that was like kill you roof?
It's just, yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't have a kill you roof. It was my parents' house was, you know, it's mostly grass.
And there's bushes down to break your fall.
You could fall off most parts of the roof. There's some concrete, but for the most part, you just fall on the grass. In fact, as a kid, I used to jump off the roof onto the trampoline. You ever do that? Hey, kids out there.
We
have trampolines? A full-size one? Drag them over by the house.
How big were you at the time? Because...
Oh, I don't know. 10, 12.
Oh, okay. Because I got big, and then my butt started hitting the ground.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's definitely a risk as you get into your teens.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're... Yeah, like 13, I think, is about the sweet spot.
Hit the trampoline, and then you line up your pool... About.
We didn't have a pool, so you had to be real careful with what sort of forward momentum you had, but you could definitely catch some crazy air, and it was just fun to jump off the roof, and there were times when we would just jump off the roof onto the grass.
I love being on the roof. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I was talking with my mother-in-law about being up on the roof.
Yeah.
This was 6 months ago.
Up on the roof.
And I said, their house, Jamie's dad and stepmom live right across the street from my house.
Right.
And I said, I've probably been on every single roof in like at least these 2 blocks, like including her block.
Yeah.
And she says, you haven't been up on our roof before.
Yeah. Goddamn right I have.
And I say, remember when your house was getting painted in 1994?
Yeah.
Remember when there was that ladder going up the side of your house for like the whole summer because the guy was painting with a brush the entire house?
Whoa.
It took him like 3 months to paint the house by brush.
What a nightmare.
And I said, yeah, I went up on your roof then. She's like, what?
All the time. I was always up there.
Yeah, man. I've jumped from roof to roof.
Have you really? Are they that close?
The houses were probably... There's 2 houses where you could do this, and they're like, the roof's probably 4 feet.
Really? That's crazy.
And
yeah,
I would not do it again. It was as an adult looking back.
Right, right, right.
I mean, as a guy who loved Jackass.
Do you think Vacation Brooks would do that jump?
Depends.
Probably. Would Ben's drunk Vacation Brooks do that?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. 10 years ago.
Probably not second story roof. If there was a single story, like where I'm only going to fall 15 feet to the ground.
Yeah.
And there's bushes down there, I'd do it today.
Okay, okay. It depends.
But, John?
Yes, sir.
It's been another lovely Sunday.
It has.
And you can't
come in. Next time you see me, I'll be 38.
You can't come in my hot tub this time. You have a 1-week suspension.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I formally apologize. All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.